Blog Talk Radio.
There.
Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with world high stakes golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. Are you wondering what a freaky fun field day is? Yeah. Tell me, would you like to learn more about military field days? They may not be so much fun. Have you ever wanted to know what life means? Can you imagine how to assess cleanup and then celebrate? Wow, that's something we should do at my house more often. Do you know what the C-Ball Success Network is? When was the last time you were terrified about public speaking? Would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that you're looking for? Now, are you ready to learn? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today I will be introducing you to my guest, who is a success coach extraordinaire. She provides us with wonderful, inspirational, and informative lessons and some really, really great advice. Before I introduce her, I'd love to invite you to call in today and chat with us. The call-in number is 818-431-8506. That's 818-431-8506. I'm very pleased to announce that our show is live today, and it is featured on the front page at blogtalkradio.com. I have recently been honored to be a featured host, and we now have over 200,000 fabulous listeners. Now, let me tell you a little bit about my guest today. She is a loving wife and the mother of three very active boys. As a retired Marine Corps gunnery sergeant with a bachelor's degree in management, she seems to have hit the glass ceiling where she has worked for the last 7 years. She is grateful to her employer for introducing her to Toastmasters, where she earned their highest education award, the Distinguished Toastmaster. She has also been elected to the Lieutenant Governor of Education and Training for over 100 Toastmaster clubs across Wisconsin. With a passion for helping people, she is starting her own business as a professional speaker to inspire people to stop and consider the possibilities of their life instead of being too busy making a living to have a meaningful life. We've all been there. Her focus is on reclaiming our health and well-being by eating healthy, exercising, and planning the lifestyle of your choice. Her message to you is take time to define your purpose in life, create an action plan, keep it in front of you at all times so you can realize your goals quicker and help others to do the same. I'm so pleased to welcome back to our show a frequent guest, Diane Young. Hi, Diane. How are you doing today?
Good morning, January, and thank you for having me today. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm wonderful, and it's not often I get to talk to a former Marine Corps Gunnery Sergeant. Tell us briefly how you came to go into the Marines and how old you were when you did that.
Well, actually, I was 17 years old when I went to boot camp, and I went into the Marine Corps because somebody told me that they were the best and that that would provide a great opportunity with a disciplined environment that I was looking for.
17? I thought you had to be 18 to go into the Marines.
Normally you do. But I was graduating a year early, and they allow you to do that, enter the Marine Corps early, with your parents' consent.
Okay, gotcha. All right, that makes sense then. And you have, you've been involved with Toastmasters. You've accomplished so much. And you have a keynote speech entitled Field Day for Life, which I kind of renamed Freaky Fun Field Day so we'd get better ratings. Could you tell us, what is a field day?
Well, that's a pretty accurate description, actually. I wish I would have thought of that.
Good.
Well, field day in the Marine Corps can be pretty freaky unless you follow all the rules, which I was pretty good at, so I didn't normally have to worry about it. But it typically happened every Thursday where everybody had to clean their living quarters and even their work quarters. And the horror stories usually came from boot camp or from cleaning your living quarters because it would be followed up with an inspection. So there were certain standards you had to meet, and as long as you met that inspection well, then you were good. But if not, well, then the field day games began, and you really didn't want anything to do with those. That's where it got freaky.
Okay, that sounds a little sketchy there. And then you take that and make it a personal application for life and how to assess, clean up, and celebrate. Tell us a little bit about that action plan.
Well, I think it starts with a commitment to at least assess your situation on at least a weekly basis. Mm-hmm. If we're keeping our goals in front of us, we're more likely to achieve them. So if we commit to doing that every Thursday or whatever day we choose, then we're likely to stay on track.
Okay, that's get a routine. And then clean up, and then I like the celebrate part. What do you suggest we do on celebrate?
That's good, and that's why I put it on there, because so many times we're just so busy and we're so driven, we finish something as if marking it off of our list and moving right on, and we never take the time to celebrate that accomplishment. We just move right on to the next one. So for me, that might just be an evening of not working. Or it could be dinner out with my husband, or just enjoying the night watching TV with the kids, or whatever fits in our life at that time.
Yeah. And that's definitely, you need to have a routine to keep to this sort of schedule. When thinking back about your military service, did you actually go into combat at any time?
No. When I was in, they did not want the women in combat.
Oh.
So we trained for combat in case we were somehow in that combat zone, because you never know where that might be.
Yeah,
but we
yeah.
were not intentionally sent into a combat zone.
Okay. And what areas of the world did you serve?
Well, mostly in California, actually. But I did get to spend about a year and a half in Okinawa, Japan, which was an amazing experience.
Oh,
and
yeah.
then got to visit Korea also, just briefly.
Yeah, there you had to dress warm, I bet.
A little bit.
Yeah, I think so. We're going to hear a word about your host right now. And when we come back with Diane, we're going to talk about a wonderful thing that she is working on, career tools, a career fair that she's putting together, and we want to hear all about that. We'll be right back with Diane Young.
Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, The 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shalt Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shalt Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back. This is January Jones with my guest, Diane Young. Diane, let's give your website information before we talk about your career fair, okay?
I don't have a website yet. I'm so embarrassed to say.
Okay.
We will within the next 2 weeks. We're working on that now.
Well, why don't we share the Toastmasters, www.tm35.org, and that's the Toastmasters organization that you're so involved with, and people can, and we highly recommend that website. Tell us about this career fair. How did this come about?
Thank you. You may have guessed, it came through Toastmasters.
Uh-huh.
For anybody that doesn't know what Toastmasters is, that's a nonprofit organization committed to helping people develop their communication and leadership skills.
Okay.
And there's a communication track of 10 different manuals, and there's a leadership track as well. And when you complete both of them, then you're considered a distinguished Toastmaster. And part of that final process is completing a high-performance leadership project. And one of our Toastmasters planned a career tools conference in Milwaukee as her high-performance leadership project.
Oh.
And I thought it would be a perfect opportunity for a friend of mine that was a college recruiter in
mm-hmm.
Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
So I forwarded it to him and said, hey, you should look for opportunities like this in your area because I think this could help promote your college. And he loved it. In fact, he flew out here to participate in it. And he called me about a month later. He was so jazzed. He said, you've got to move out here and help me do these on a full-time basis. Remote. So we have the opportunity to work remote. And therefore, we started setting up these career fairs. So we're doing our first one in Orlando on January 17th. We don't have the location yet, but it's called New Millennium Career Fairs.
Oh.
And we have the email address there at yahoo.com for anyone in that area that's interested, whether they're unemployed or underemployed or seeking employees.
Now, my question to you is, this is an all-volunteer event featuring free educational sessions, coaching, interactive workshops, and networking opportunities for job seekers. Gosh, that sounds so fascinating. I'm looking at my schedule. I think I might like to come down and visit with you and see what you guys are up to. You're going to be talking about transforming you and your job search, one-on-one resume review and edits, one-on-one interview coaching, learn from industry professionals, strengthen your social networking abilities. Maybe I could give a little talk on that.
Definitely.
Yeah, that sounds great. And what is the cost for people that want to go to this?
It's absolutely free for attendees.
Oh, wow, Diane. This is important. This is major. What a wonderful... Oh, I hope I can get involved with it. I really, you know, this economy is so brutal. Everyone looking for jobs are having a hard time, and the fact that you're not going to charge people, wow, that's very impressive. I hope you will get a lot of response to it, and, you know, I think we'll probably try to rerun this show again before you do it in January and give more details. How many coaches do you have lined up already?
We're still working on that, but we've got 39 Toastmaster clubs right there in Orlando. So I'm working with their district governor to find just the right ones. That's what impressed us so much, is that, like you, involved with Successimo, we know so many people that really want to help and make a difference. And that's what we want to combine so that we can help these people.
Oh, yeah, there's such a need for this right now. So many, I'm saying young people, but, you know, other people, too. A lot of people are being, their jobs are being outsourced, and they're out looking for new work opportunities. And, you know, it's easy for us to say, oh, go out and recreate yourself and reinvent yourself, but the actual doing is quite a challenge, isn't it?
Yes. When we did this Career Tools Conference in Milwaukee, I participated by helping people practice their interview skills, and I was just amazed at how many people that are, you know, in their midlife, literally, and the company downsized or whatever reason, they got let go. And it's a totally different job market nowadays. And it's been so long since they've had to interview or dust off their resume that they were really struggling. So this is a perfect opportunity to encourage them and bring those resources together to really help them move forward right away.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this sponsored by Toastmasters, or is it separate from Toastmasters?
No, it'll be supported by local Toastmasters, but it's actually set up as a nonprofit.
Okay.
And that's how we're able to keep it free as well.
Well, you know, when I hear free, that's music to my ears, and
exactly.
I really hope that this will take off for you. Tell us a little bit about the C-Ball Success Network that you've been working with.
Well, that's all about referrals as well, particularly for those that are in the speaking business, but also for those that want to make money. Because even though we would like to be a speaker, that can be a hard business to get into because it really relies normally on word of mouth. For example, if you didn't know anything about me, why would you let me on your radio station?
Mm-hmm.
I came to you through Sporty King, who you knew and respected. And that's the same with us that want to become a professional speaker. And so the Seabold Success Network brings people together that want to help refer other non-competitive speakers.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a contract agreeing that we will share a portion of our speaking fee with that person who referred us in the first place.
Oh.
And it's not specific to just the speakers. Other people that are well-connected that want to help speakers, they can participate also by just being a referral agent.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's a win-win-win situation for everyone. And it's hard these days to do speaking. Now, are you in AATH with Sporty, or how do you know Sporty?
No, not yet. I know Sporty because he was our conference speaker for District 35 a few years back. And he sent me an email telling me to check this out. He thought I would love it and want to be a success coach. He was right.
And you're so good at it. You know, that's how I met Sporty. He was a keynote speaker at an AATH convention that I was at. And now he and I are going to be doing the convention in April. They're going to have their convention down in San Diego. And he will be speaking again. And I will be doing the radio show every day from the convention center. So I'm looking forward to that because we will have a wonderful cast of characters to interview.
Well put.
And, you know, while I'm talking about it, let me share something with my listeners about AATH.
What is AATH? The Association for Applied and Therapeutic Humor is a nonprofit, member-driven, international community of humor and laughter professionals and enthusiasts. AATH provides its members the education, cutting-edge resources, and supportive community they need to excel in the practice and promotion of healthy humor. AATH welcomes anyone who is interested in learning more about the application and benefits of therapeutic humor. Members include scholars, psychologists, counselors, nurses, social workers, physicians, educators, clergy, hospital clowns, and many others who incorporate humor in their life and work. AATH was created to disseminate information about humor and laughter, laughter play, and well-being. Provide a caring, supportive community of humor professionals and enthusiasts. Check out our AATH at www.aath.org today.
Yes, I highly recommend it. And if you're listening, I hope you look into it. And I hope you can join us in San Diego the first week in April. So we'll be talking more about that. Diane, I've got in front of me a wonderful article that you wrote, and I'm sure that it's something you speak about too, Determining Your Definite Major Purpose. And this article is just a playbook for how to get your life pulled together. Could you talk a little bit about what inspired you to write this article?
Well, I was still trying to figure out what is my mission, and I felt like I was just going in different directions. Well, I had no direction. So I really had to sit down. I'm a visual person, and I had to create that. So it really was a step-by-step plan that I could follow, because I can't very well help other people if I don't have my own life in order, if I'm not following the same principles that I'm trying to encourage them to follow.
Yes. And, you know, this article, you go to your daily action plan, my affirmations, and then you have a section about why, and there's little boxes that you can check off. And the affirmations I was very impressed with. For example, I live each day with passion, purpose, and confidence. I am a success in all I do. I have a beautiful, organized life. I cannot fail because I will not quit. I can only learn and grow. Wow. This is powerful, powerful message that you're sharing with your followers, isn't it?
Thanks. Somebody told me that you're basically rewiring your brain by writing affirmations, and that's why I that way. Not that I really am as organized as I'd like to be yet, but the key for me was to keep this in front of me. I have it on my computer as a wallpaper, on my cell phone, literally plastered in front of me. Not that I don't know what that is, but during the day we tend to get distracted or we get irritated when things don't work out right, and therefore I would go back and review this. I would say it out loud as a reminder. That was my mental break, and that helped get me back on focus.
This is just such good advice. I hope people will read this article and embrace your message. And you have why. This will make me happy. This will make my family happy. This will result in a happy marriage. The list goes on and on and on, and it's all a win-win-win opportunity. So many people are just too busy making a living to actually have a life. And this is a big message that you're sending out there, because people get caught up in the daily struggle to survive. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. And that's where my next learning activity comes from. It's called When You're Going Through Hell, because we all will, in a sense. Because somebody challenged me and said, Di, your life is like a living hell. Just because I'm so busy, and whenever you're involved in a lot of things, you have more opportunity for things to go wrong, and you're trying to juggle all these things.
Right.
And so
right.
Another one I'll have to keep in front of myself, some tips to try to keep up with your daily schedule and when things don't go right. But literally it ends with, when you're going through hell, keep going. That's the whole point of it.
Well, I want you to promise to send me that article, and we will schedule an interview, because I think that will be tremendous ratings, because I think if you write when you're going through hell, everyone in the world will be able to relate to that.
So true. I certainly will do that, January. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a universal experience, and people have to realize that, you know, that's one of the things I always ask my guests, what was their defining moment in life? What was the difficult thing that they had to do that was the turning point that made them successful? Could you share your defining moment in your life, Diane?
Well, I've probably had a few of them.
Mm-hmm.
But for me recently, it was, you know, being challenged again with, why do you do all this Toastmaster stuff? It
mm-hmm.
doesn't pay you anything. You're a volunteer, and you're
yeah.
burning the midnight oil to do it. Well, I realized that the reason that I'm doing it is not just because it's fun and I love working with these people, but it comes down to love helping those people. But I realized I had to focus my energies so that I didn't get burnt out and quit, frankly,
mm-hmm.
but that I was able to help more people. And so that's what pressed me to really confirm my plan and my market, my message, that whole thing, because I was right there where it was too much.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think it's a double-edged sword. You know, the more you give, the more you get. But then again, at some point, you have to earn a living.
Right.
So it's
helps.
Wonderful to see that you're taking the best of both worlds and combining them and sharing that with other people. I think that is amazing. You are a fabulous spokeswoman for Toastmasters. I know
you.
That the more people that hear you, you make it so doable, and you're very encouraging to others. And I do plan to have you back on the show, and we'll talk about when you're going through hell.
That would be great, January. Thank you.
Oh, it's been nice having you back. We hope all of you listeners have enjoyed our show today, and be sure to catch all of these interviews and our amazing guests with constant streaming at blogtalkradio.com 24/7. My upcoming guests for the rest of this week are just amazing. They will astonish and amuse you. They are all eclectic, exciting, and very energizing. This is the show where you will hear inspiring information that will help you to become successful too, just like Diane. If you've enjoyed this show, please click the follow tab under my picture and become a regular listener by registering with blogtalkradio.com. All your comments and suggestions are so appreciated. I would love to welcome you to our wonderful No Whining world. We really love sharing our stories here and the secrets for success. It's our hope that we can encourage all of our listeners to emulate our guests today and every day. And it's time to make some big changes in your life. You can do it. You know, before I go, I'm coming up with a new item on the show, and it's the chocolate quote of the day. And, you know, everyone knows I'm a chocoholic, so this is the quote for the day. If you've got chocolate on your hands, you are eating it too slowly. So for now, I want all of my dear listeners to stop whining, start smiling, and start sharing our success show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then you too can start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to my wonderful guest, Diane Young. We look forward to you coming back again soon. This is January Jones thanking all of you today listening for joining me on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity, plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity. as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.
Let me say legislation for more resources, $6 trillion in Canada, but is it half an hour later, there's a more of this pandemic, are you saying that you need more coronavirus relief and will that go in the spending bill when government funding runs out next month?
Well, Lindsay, again, we have to protect the investments here. Most importantly, we have to protect the health of the American people. Now, the administration has not made a formal request for more funding, but it is clear from the opportunity that is there and the, again, the challenge that is there from the resilience of this virus. And viruses all, the more they spread, that are transmitted, the more they mutate. So the good advice for everyone to get vaccinated, to be masked, to have facial distancing, and the rest, and to be tested, continue to be important.
When you have the government funding deadline, that December 18th, I believe it is, you have that opportunity to bundle together perhaps some other thing.
I guess urgent care or at the pharmacy?
In the appropriations bill, which is to keep government open, we are in those negotiations now in the leadership in our House of Rose and tomorrow.
I mean, what's that?
The chair of the appropriations committee.
Oh.
And we must find a solution now.
I'm what about it?
That's my culture in Congress, appropriations and
intelligence.
And I believe that left to their own devices on both sides of the island.
You have no energy?
Appropriators can get the job done.
So you want to go get tested?
Funding can be there.
We'll call urgent care and see if they can test you.
Emergency, actually,
you better find out before you go.
That discussion and go back better legislation.
So you won't be pulling that out as any kind of standalone or any kind of attachment at this point?
Well, I would hope to, but in order to do this, in order to pass the bill back better, it's under reconciliation. We only need 51 votes. The bill that is the reconciliation, the appropriations bill requires 61.
Right.
Well, then all we have to do what is possible.
Right. Well, the Senator Manchin has made clear it's not possible at this point. It sounds like you were trying to revive those talks. I mean, where is that? Have you spoken to the Senator?
Well, I have spoken to the press senator over time. I do think there's an agreement to be reached that's so important for our country. Whether we're talking about right now the need for child care, for moms and dads whose children may or may not be in school, child care is so important all the time. More importantly than now, when we're talking about universal pre-K and child care, we're talking about the child tax credit, we're talking about home health care,
right.
All of those things, expanding affordable care to include those who are not dependent on the Medicaid in some of those states. But in addition to that, we see weather, and that weather is telling us that we must do that it's in the bill to address the climate crisis, which is causing so many unusual natural disasters, not all of them from climate, but activated by it.
Well, the White House is putting its shoulder behind this push for voting rights and election law versus Build Back Better in the coming days at least. I want to ask, when you look around the country, there are many states that are changing their own election laws, and it could increase the chance for partisan interference when it comes to certifying an election outcome. Have you thought about that scenario for these midterm races? Would you commit to seating an elected person if their election is not certified in the state that they are elected out of? I mean, regardless of the outcome, would you seat them?
Well, first, let's get the bill passed. I think that the order of things is very appropriate. There's nothing more important for us to do than protect our Constitution and our democracy. What the Republicans are doing across the country is really a legislative continuation of what they did on January 6th, which is to undermine our democracy, to undermine the integrity of our elections, to undermine the voting power, which is the essence of a democracy. So we have to do that, though. There is no more important bill that enables us to support and defend the Constitution.
There are not the votes in the Senate for that at this point. So I'm wondering how will you handle that? Have you thought about that scenario? Because it is a potential scenario for these upcoming races. When you have the DC at the state level, how will you handle that?
So the ultimate question of how we will handle something a year from now is what is important right now is how we protect and extend the Constitution and the voting rights. What they are doing, and you pointed out very clearly, and I thank you for that, that they were not only suppressing the vote, they were nullifying elections. Saying, well, it doesn't matter who gets more votes, it matters who the three people we appoint to analyze that. What they decide. We cannot let that happen. And in this legislation, thank you for taking us down with that, in this legislation, there are stiffened penalties for what they are doing to election officials, what they are doing to election officials. This is a very major threat on our democracy. This legislation is most important, and we have to keep working in order to get the job done.
Right.
It is as vital as any legislation that could ever pass.
And we're going to be talking about election integrity later in the program. Thank you very much, Madam Speaker, for your time this morning. It's my pleasure to be with you. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Faith Nation will be back in a minute. Stay with us.
Turn down.
Sorry. Why you want to go?
Have a temperature?
97.9.
Uh-huh.
That's normal.
Testing questions, press 1. For everything else, press 2. Walgreens COVID information bar. Para continuar en español, oprima 9. The CDC now recommends people 12 and older who received the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine are given a booster shot at 5 months. Moderate to severely immunocompromised children ages 5 to 11 can also get an additional dose of the Pfizer vaccine. You can make appointments now at walgreens.com/schedule vaccine. Tell me what you're calling for us. Schedule a vaccine appointment, existing vaccine appointment, or testing information.
Testing information.
Tell me what you're calling about. Getting tested, results, or confirming or rescheduling an appointment.
Test.
Okay, before we get started, please understand that agents cannot make testing appointments for you over the phone. To make an appointment, you'll need to go to walgreens.com/COVID-19 testing. Due to the high demand for tests, your results may be delayed. If you need a test to travel, be aware that Walgreens test results do not come with QR codes. Now, you can say, repeat that, or if you'd like me to send you that appointment list, say, text me the...
provide COVID-19 testing for patients of all ages. COVID-19 testing is available for diagnosis and for travel, school, or work clearance. Patients must first be seen by a provider who will order a PCR viral test for COVID-19. Test results are texted to the patient within 24 to 48 hours. We do not perform rapid antigen testing at any of our locations. COVID-19 testing in SMH urgent care centers is not free. Patients will be billed for the urgent care visit and the COVID-19 test. For insured patients, your insurance provider can be billed for these services. Patients without insurance or who prefer to self-pay can pay the standard urgent care prompt pay visit fee of $150, along with an additional $100 for the testing and lab processing. We are currently not providing monoclonal antibody infusions to the public. Please check SMH.com for more information.
Thank you for calling Sarasota Memorial Health Urgent Care Center at Studio 4.
What was on the price we saw testing the other day?
I don't know.
Oh, I know where it was. It was at the wasn't it across the street from the tank?
Across the street from where?
The tank. The DFW.
Oh, I don't know.
Location of free testing for COVID.
Here's what I found.
What's the deal here?
Well, I guess I'm going to call CVS. CVS on Swift Road.
Okay, here's what I found.
Okay.
McKess Pharmacy, located at 2811 Clark Road, corner of Swift, Sarasota, Florida. Para Espanol, Monte Siguiente. For COVID-19 vaccine scheduling, including booster and pediatric shots, vaccine availability, antiviral medication availability, vaccination records, testing and test results, and all other COVID-19 related questions, say COVID or press 9. All other calls, say other or press 1. Or hold on the line.
COVID test.
For vaccination and booster shot scheduling, say schedule or press 1. For vaccine and antiviral availability at this location, say availability or press 2. For COVID-19 testing and test results, say testing or press 3. For vaccination records or any general COVID-19 question, to obtain your COVID test results, say results or press 1. For information about at-home COVID test kits, say kits or press 2. For help with the test scheduling or other questions about testing, say questions or press 3.
Hello, I'm your CDX version of Google. I'm here to answer your COVID-19 related questions. You can ask me about scheduling an appointment for a vaccine or test, eligibility for the vaccine, and much more. But before we get started, your feedback is important to us. At the end of this call, you'll have an opportunity to request our service and let us know how we do. Now, how can I help you today?
COVID test.
All tests must be scheduled by appointment. To schedule an appointment, please visit cps.com/coronavirus. You are able to schedule appointments over the phone at this time. Again, that website is cps.com/coronavirus. Is there anything else I can help you with?
What happened, honey?
She got a group. CVS.com. COVID test.
Want me to help you?
Yeah.
Let me just finish this one article and I'll bring my computer here and we can do it together, okay?
Okay.
Just let me read one column.
I just drive over there.
Well, let's see if we can get you an appointment. Okay.
Okay.
I have to go TV too. What am I pulling up?
CBS.
CBS.com?
Mm-hmm. CBS. CBS.com. The.
COVID test?
T.
Where do you live?
A floor 3, 4, 2, 3, 1.
And you feel you've had symptoms in the last 14 days.
Yeah.
What are you experiencing? Chills? Congestion or runny nose?
Runny nose.
Cough?
Cough.
Diarrhea?
No.
Fatigue?
Yes.
Fever?
No.
Headache?
No.
Muscle or body ache? Nausea or vomiting?
No.
New loss of taste or smell?
Yes.
Shortness of breath or difficulty breathing?
Yes.
Sore throat?
No.
Huh?
No.
Apparently, when did your symptoms begin?
It's like 5-0-1.
So that would be?
On the fifth. 0-5-2-0-2-2.
For faster, have the following items with you. Your insurance card, your insurance card, and your vaccination record.
Okay,
what, do you have your stuff here? Your vaccination card? I need your insurance card and your vaccination record.
For this thing?
Yeah.
The pastor registration has the following items with you. Insurance card and vaccinated card.
Okay, so I can have them with me.
Yeah.
Do I need them right this second?
It says here, for pastor registration, have the following items with you. Yeah. Where's your vaccination card?
With yours.
With mine.
Where did we put it?
Well, it says, we're sorry we are unable to find any testing location within 100 miles of your search.
Okay.
So that's not going to work.
No.
Did you call urgent care?
Yeah, they can't take me.
They can't?
No. I think I'll just drive down there.
To urgent care?
Yeah.
Or to the?
Urgent care.
Urgent care? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Might as well.
And everything else to do.
Yeah. You could go back to bed. But do you really think you have it?
I don't know. I don't have a fever.
No. You don't. Well, if it makes you feel better, go ahead.
I was thinking we could go swimming, but you probably don't have enough.
You probably don't have enough energy, do you?
All right, let me run down here.
Okay.
So what's this like? Okay.
Chewy, walk up,
I'm going to save it for lunch.
I just need you to feel better. I'm going to save this for lunch. It was too big a cereal.
Okay. Did you eat, you ate all your banana, right?
Yes.
Okay. If you haven't...
I don't think they'll tell you immediately.
Oh. Okay.
They'll call you.
I was going to say check into the hotel. No. If you have it... I'm sure I have, so we can quarantine together. Or we can go swimming today. That didn't seem good. So I need to put these on the bottoms of all the chairs, huh? The small ones or the big ones? The small ones. Cut the chairs all down? Okay.
Let's just put in there one of the black chairs.
Okay. That might be my project. I'll probably put all the beginning and stuff. If you have it, I'll get into that in the cabin with you for 10 days.
I'll go to the
Yeah, okay. Sounds like a plan.
Let me take my vaccination card with me.
Oh, I put it in the kitchen.
Where is it?
Other than the top of the sending messages out of here.
Okay.
No, I don't see it.
No, I